books have you written? Have you been writing for years? Where do you get all the paper? Where do you get your ideas? Do you get bumps on your fingers? Do you get H's in your wrist? Please, can I go to the toilet? Did you write Oliver Twist? I've got a book about spiders. I've got a cut on my knee. I've got an aunt who speaks German. Gemma keeps tickling me. Are you quite old? Are you famous? Are you a millionaire? I wasn't putting my hand up. I was just twiddling my hair. How many plays have you written? Do you write one every day? Do you? Oh dear, I've forgotten what I was going to say. Will you be staying to dinner? Will you go home on the bus? How many poems have you written? Will you write one about us?
Well done.
The three-headed dog. Dog number one, I'm Nip. Two, I'm Ripper. Three, my name is Gus. All we are the monster called Cerebus. I'm feeling hungry. I found the dinner bowl. Growl, growl, growl. I'm chewing crystal. I like to whine. I've grabbed the greasy bits. Mine. I'm sniffing through tree trunks. I like a nap. I'm gnawing rabbit bones. Yap, yap, yap. I'm smelling danger. I like the dark. I'm hearing sneaky feet. Bark, bark, bark. I've caught a burglar. I like to fight. I've pinned him to the ground. Bite, bite, bite. We are the winners. We like to score. We're feeling sleepy now. Snore, snore, snore. I'm Nip, I'm Ripper. My name is Gus. We are the monster called Cerebus.
Well done, thank you.
The sound collector. A stranger called this morning, dressed up all in black and grey, put every sound into a bag and carried them away. The whistling of a kettle, the turning of a lock, the purring of a kitten, the ticking of a clock, the popping of a toaster, the crunching of the flakes, when you spread marmalade, the scraping sound it makes, the hissing of a fry pan, the bubbling, the ticking of a grill, the bubbling of a bathtub as it starts to fill, the drumming of the raindrops on the window pane, when you do the wash up, the gurgle of the drain, the crying of the baby, the squeaking of a chair, the swishing of a curtain, the creaking of the stair. A stranger called this morning, he didn't leave his name, he only left a silence, life will never be the same.
Well done.
You can't stop me. High up in the where nobody was and no noise was but bird songs. And nothing moved but the breeze. Something began. First the ripple, then a gargle, and then a snake of water spilled its way downhill. You can't stop me, burbled the little brook. Not now, not ever, never. And it chattered its way over pebbles, down waterfalls, past towns, into a splashing stream. You can't stop me, sang the stream. Not now, not ever, never. It swished its world through willows, round with fishermen, past swans, into a rolling river. You can't stop me, changed the rolling river. Not now, not ever, never. It flowed under bridges, round bars, and smoke, past smokestacks into a swollen river. You can't stop me, swallowed the swollen river. Not now, not ever, never. It burgled. It slid past the workers under gulls to bobbing boats and the swaying sea. You can't stop me, roared the mighty river. Not now, not ever, never. "Oh, hush," said the thing, and as it swallowed it up.
Good, well done.